All right, welcome to another Apex Vaulting podcast. This is episode 119. Just a couple things. If you enjoy the podcast, make sure to follow us or subscribe either on our YouTube channel or on Apple Podcasts. Also, just like the last episode about a month ago, we talked about something I'm doing with Calvin Hartman, former athlete at Apex Vaulting, former coach at Apex Vaulting, and now strength and conditioning coach. We have our fitness app, where for $29 a month, you can have your whole training program for you. I think it's a great tool for pole vaulters out there who don't have access to strength and conditioning coaching or they don't know what to do. Hey, you download this app. My favorite feature is that you can actually upload videos of your lifts, and Calvin will get back to you in the coaches chat and let you know what you need to do going forward. And you can have a conversation with him about, you know, how the training's going, and he can give you some tips. That being said, you know, been super busy this year at Apex Vaulting. I'm very grateful. The club's been growing. Haven't been able to keep up with podcasts as much as I would like. Trying to make that a little bit more regular. That's why I didn't want to let more than about a month pass since the last one. This episode, I want to talk about something really, really important. Like, how do we measure progress in the pole vault? How do we track progress? Are you getting better? Are you getting worse? And what does that entail, right? I think sometimes we don't have enough information. And that's a big problem in the pole vault. How are you tracking progress? Because I think, you know, most people obviously talk about PR. Did you PR? Did you jump higher? Right? But that's only part of the story, right? Let's just say 16 feet, for example. Not every 16-foot jump is created equally, right? Some people are maxing out, right? They're squeezing out every inch of their jump. It's very technical. They're squeezing out every inch of what their body is capable. And others are just scratching the surface. How do you know where you fit into that spectrum, right? So let's go from on a scale of one to 10. 10, you're maxing out. You're getting everything out of your body at the current state, and it's very technical jump. To one, you know, we're just scratching the surface. How do you know where you fit on that scale? I think something that we use at the club, and I know I've talked about it in previous podcasts, is the mid chart, right? DJ's mid chart. He literally has grips on here and then the expected bar clearance, right? So he has, for example, if you look at the mid chart, if you're gripping 12, he's saying you should jump 11.6. If you're gripping 15.6, you jump 17.6, right? So I think this is a good indicator, you know, sometimes. And again, you have to do a little bit of math, people, right? You have to look at, okay, the bar you cleared, what's your grip? Subtract 8 inches, and now you can figure out your push-off. What is your push-off, right? I would hope that everybody would agree, if you're gripping 16 and you jump 15, I don't care what the jump looks like, that is not technical. Because if your technique is good, you should be getting a result, right? And if you're gripping 16, jumping 15, you clearly are not executing on a technical in a technical way, because you should be getting some push-off. And like I just explained too, if you look at the mid chart, let's go back to that 12-foot grip is an 11.6 jump. So if we subtract 8 inches from 12 feet, right, you're at 11.4 grip, 11.6, you're jumping 2 inches above your grip. Okay. Now, why is it that when we jump up to 15.6 grip, you jump 17.6, right? Which is now a 2-foot 8-inch push off, right? When we account for the 8-inch drop in the box. Why does that happen? How do we get that, right? So, 24 turns into 32-inch push-off, right? Why do we go from a 2-inch push-off to a 32-inch push-off? Well, here's the rationale. If you can grip higher, that means you're more athletic. You're running faster. Your jumping ability is better. Your upper body is stronger. So therefore, if you can grip higher, you should also have a higher push-off. I mean, heck, if you go all the way down to, let's say, 8-10 grip, on DJ's mid chart, it says 6.6. You jump 6 feet, 6 inches. Okay. So that's a negative push off, because if you can only grip 8.10, you're not super athletic, right? You've got to work on that strength and conditioning, which again, you can get that fitness app. It's on our Instagram. hit the link in the bio and you can get yourself stronger and faster so you can get that grip up and get that push up. But you can see that there is a relationship between how high you can grip and what the expected push off should be. You got to look at the mid chart, and I think it gives you a nice guideline, right? I'll even give this situation. Let's say you had someone gripping 12 and they jump 13. Okay. I've never seen that, by the way, but let's just say for argument's sake, 12 foot grip, you jump 13. Well, now you're way outperforming the mid chart, how high it says you can jump. You're actually going 1, 2, 3 levels up, right? That probably means your grip's too low for a reason. You got to look at technique in that regard then. Like, what's holding you back with the grip? Are you not jumping up? Is something wrong with your carry? Are you planting late, planting too early? Why is the grip staying low? Because the push-off is showing that you're athletic enough that you should be able to handle more grip. And vice versa, right? Like the guy gripping 16 is jumping 15. The reason I bring this up, I think a lot of people get frustrated when they don't PR, but they don't actually know if they're going on their way up or on their way down, right? And I think by tracking grip and push off, you have a better idea, right? You could have athletes in a situation where, look, they might be going from a shorter approach, but their push off is starting to bump up. They're hitting push off PRs from shorter approaches. So hopefully when they go back to a longer approach and they get their grip up and they match or exceed the push off they're doing from the shorter approach, boom, you're going to get that PR, right? If, however, your grip's going up and the push off's going down, you know something's wrong. Maybe we're artificially gripping up and this is messing up the connection in the jump. Like your swing up is not matched with the pole speed. You know you're heading the wrong direction. The other thing is maybe you keep the grip the same and the push off's going down. Or maybe your push off's going up, but your grip has to go way down. You know, now you can start to kind of troubleshoot and try to dive deeper into why those things are happening. I want to share something with you guys. I actually talked about this today, and this is all too common, the story that I'm about to tell you. One of my college athletes, you know, he's jumping at a meet this weekend. He jumped 13, 11, 3/4 with like 12.9, 12.10 grip, right? So it's about 20-inch push-off or 22-inch push-off, whatever. Not bad for that grip, right? Because again, if we go to the mid-chart, 12.10 says 13. So this guy's actually overperforming, right? Not a super fast guy. Hits a 45, 46 mid, you know, very, very technical jump. And he happens to be at this meet and he bumps into this guy, older gentleman, who jumped, I guess, in the 80s or so. He's a D1 guy. And was kind of trying to give some words of wisdom, you know? And the guy starts to explain the way he jumped and really started to talk about the drive phase and you got to press on the pole, get it to bend. And my guy starts asking him some questions. He's like, well, you know, what was your PR? This guy goes, well, you know, not in a meet, but in practice, one time I jumped 16 feet. Okay, let's just go with 16 feet. Disregard that wasn't done in a meet. Let's give him that. All right, you jumped 16. So my guy was, oh, all right, well, what was your grip? The guy goes, well, I gripped 15.2. Okay, well, you know, you do the math, right? That's a 20-inch push-off. 20-inch push-off. So this guy can grip 15.2, and he has 2 inches less push-off than my guy gripping 12.10. It was very slow. It's a 45 mid. Already my guy is starting to like kind of talk to this guy, but he obviously understands he's getting some pushback, so he doesn't push it much further. But it's like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, again, on that spectrum, let's talk about that spectrum. One, I'm just scratching the surface of what I'm capable of, to 10, I'm squeezing out every inch of my body from a physical and technical standpoint. This guy is definitely a 5 below. Right? 15.2 grip, you only jump 16 and you did it in practice one time. We're not scratching the surface. And again, if we go to the mid chart, 15.2 grip says 17 feet. This guy is a foot off the mark. A foot. Now, again, This is where if this guy was a current athlete, let's say he walked into my club. He's like, hey, I'm looking for some coaching. What should I do? I'd be like, one, this is an amazing opportunity. You're gripping 15-2. You're way off the mark. Now, I'm just going to let you know ahead of time, your grip may go down initially, but we should work on this push-off, get your push-off up. One, you can PR with less grip. But two, when your grip does go back up to 15-2, you should jump a foot higher. You just should, right? I think, listen, if you talk to coaches who are very technical, you know, they look at that mid chart, it is not out of the ordinary to outperform that mid chart. Now, like I said, if you're outperforming by a lot, you got to look at why, you know, is your grip staying low? Okay. Totally understand that. Going back to my guy who's having this conversation with this older gentleman. Yeah. My guy was gripping 12-10 this past weekend. One, he's been dealing with some injury issues, but two, we were looking over the video and, you know, he was late with the plant. He was flat at takeoff, which was slowing down his pole speed, hence why his grip stayed at 12-10. Because if his grip was up to 13-3, maybe 13-4, he would have had a PR day, you know, because he had a nice push-off, 22-inch push-off, you know, a couple more grips, you know, because his PR right now is 14-3. So he was close to his PR with the 13-11 jump, but he probably could have had a PR day if he just fixed up his takeoff a little bit. But, you know, again, you have to look at these numbers. You can't look at just PR alone, right? What is your grip? What is the bar you cleared? What is the push off? And then you can start to diagnose what are the issues. Is it a grip issue? Is it a push off issue? And then why, right? Like I just gave you an example with my college guy. Okay. He has to work on his takeoff and his plant timing so that he can increase his grip. Okay. Now, on the other hand, you know, you could have like this older gentleman where he's gripping 15-2, but only jumping 16. Obviously, there's got to be some swing turn issue. You know, he's not going up the pole fast enough. So obviously, he would have to drill that. You could already see how this information will help lead you to where you need to go in your development and what drills you need to work on. I'm going to share this example. I do this all the time at Apex. I have this huge Caterina Stefaniti poster. And a lot of times when I'm taking new people through practice, especially if they have some prior vault experience, like last week, I had a new girl come in. Her PR was 10. Her grip is 11.6, which again, looking at the chart, 11.5 says 10.6. So she's a little bit behind the chart, you know, and I start talking to her about this Caterina Stefaniti poster. Now, Caterina Stefaniti, her PR is 16 feet, former Olympic champion, and she grips 14.5. Awesome. That's awesome. She is jumping, I believe, 14.5. So it's like about 2 feet, 3 inch push off, right? So we're talking about 27 inch push off. That's what gets her to be Olympic champion, jump 16 feet and be that competitive, right? Now, the thing is, and the reason I bring up this, I always also add this. There are women in the world that grip 14.5, but jump 15 or less. What should those women do to try to catch up to Caterina? Because they're gripping what Caterina grips. What's missing? Like, why are they a foot behind Caterina in PR? Some people may say, well, you know what, Bronco? Some people might just need to grip up. Cool. How many women have gripped higher than 14.9 in the history of the world? Now, I'm going to go to a guy's example soon, but I think the numbers are very low. So the likelihood that a woman is going to grip higher than 14.9, not high, right? Then you still have to, like, okay, let's say you grip up 6 inches, right? Let's say you're gripping 14.5, you jump 15. Fine, grip up 6 inches. Now we're going to like, you're in the highest percentile of women in the history of the world grip-wise. You're still 6 inches behind 16 feet. You're going to grip up a foot? And is the push-off going to go up? Because to go back to push-off, I'm going to give you one of Petrov's things, right? Vitaly Petrov, coach of Sergey Bubka, former world record holder, did coach Yelena Zimbaeva, coach Giuseppe Gibilisco, bronze medalist in the Olympics. Coach a lot of people, Thiago, who won in Brazil. He said, for every centimeter that you grip up, so centimeters, half inch, for every centimeter that you grip up, your PR should go up too. I'm going to say that one more time. For every centimeter you grip up, your PR should go too. Because he's saying if your grip increases 1 centimeter, your push off should also increase 1 centimeter. The athleticism that you are bringing to the table, or the technical increase to get the grip up, should also equate in a push off increase. If you're not doing this, you're losing some efficiency. And in the long run, you're going to lose out. The analogy I've given people over the years is like, imagine stacking boxes. Okay. If you have to stack boxes, I don't know, like cardboard boxes, they have stuff in them. Let's say you have to stack those cardboard boxes 3 boxes high. Do the corners have to be lined up perfect? Not really. What if you want to go 10 boxes high, 15 boxes high? Those corners better be perfect. So if you think about an athlete's progress, an athlete's career, yeah, listen, if you're a high school coach, you have high school kids, one, they're going through puberty, they're getting physically stronger and faster just because they're getting older and bigger. You're going to get PRs. You're going to take them through your vanilla program, your vanilla drills, basic stuff. They're going to get PRs. But if you even have the thought or concept of like, what if I was going to coach this person for 10 years? What if this was going to be a lifetime pole vaulter? How do we continue working on technique? And listen, for the adults that I train, a lot of them, they have full-time jobs, they're married, having kids, houses, blah, 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 blah. They're not necessarily looking for lifetime PRs, but they are looking for technical improvement. Well, if I have to stack those boxes 10 high, or I'm going to coach someone for 10 years, now you have to keep track of all these marks, right? So let's go with the male. I gave you the Katarina example, right? Already you could see, yeah, if you're a woman that can grip 14.5 and you're only jumping 15, like, you got to figure something else out. It's a push-off issue. It's not a grip issue. And how do you increase that push-off? If you happen to think you have a push-off issue, please reach out. I would love to help. Apex would love to help. We have a litany of drills to work on this kind of stuff. Now let's go to the male side. I mean, I've heard of guys that grip 16.10 that jump 19 or lower. How would they jump 20, let's just say? How? They just grip up a foot? Here's the problem, though, and I may be mistaken, but as far as I know, you know, Bubka and Mondo grip 16.10 and jump over 20 feet. So your push-off is off, right? Then we also know someone like a Sam Kendricks has had a 4.5 foot push-off. Obviously, Sam is an example of someone that might want to try to get his grip up, right? But he's had a 4.5 foot push-off to jump his, I think his PR is 19.10, right? So close to 20. If you're a guy gripping 16.10, like, sure, there have been guys that have gripped over 17 feet, but none of those guys have jumped 20. Not saying they can't. Maybe they could. But the likelihood of you gripping much higher is very low, and you haven't met your push-off requirements, right? So again, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1, I'm scratching the surface. 10, I'm getting every bit of physicality and technique out of my jump. I'm squeezing out every inch. You know, that's, I don't think we're on the 5+ area, you know, because you're so deficient on one end, right? Because I think you got to look at grip and push off, grip and push off. And you have to know how to manipulate both. You know, I think there's a lot of people out there in the pole vault world, they know how to grip somebody up. They know how to maybe even get them on the next pole. But they don't always understand the relationship or how to get a push off. I mean, a lot of times I hear people talking about drive knees and swing legs and keeping the trail leg straight and fast trail leg, but it's like, and yet that person still doesn't have a good push off. We might be looking at the wrong things. And I guess I'm going to leave you with this thought. Again, I had someone new come in last week, 11.6 grip, 10-foot PR. This person, she happened to be a wrestler too. And I asked the following question. I said, hey, you wrestle, right? And she goes, yeah. At wrestling practice, do your coaches talk about leverage? She's like, yeah, all the time. I go, isn't it odd that pole vault coaches don't really talk about leverage? Very rare I hear a pole vault coach talk about leverage. I hear them talk about physics all the time. And she kind of had this question, what's wrong with that? Here's the thing, and why everybody think about this. Before you whip out your physics textbook and try to give me some physics example about something in the pole vault, you have to understand that most of you are applying physics that is meant for solid objects, not the human body, not muscles, okay? And look, I always say in coaching, there's two things that coaches struggle with. Overcomplication, oversimplification. I know for me, I struggle with overcomplication. I mean, this podcast episode, if I wanted to, I could talk for the next 3 hours, right? I have to try to really fight to keep things as simple as possible, right? That's why I actually love posting stuff on Twitter. I'm limited. There's only so many words I can use. So I have to be clear and efficient, right? But I think a lot of other pole vault coaches suffer from oversimplification. We see a drive knee. Oh, person must have jumped up. Maybe. Maybe they just cosmetically squeezed their drive knee. Did they actually go long short? Are you watching their hips at takeoff? Do the hips go up or forward? There's more to it than that. We see straight arms, and right away we assume the athlete must be pushing, right? Maybe. Or they might be pulling with their upper back. You know? So just a couple of things to think about. If anything, what I want you to take away from this podcast episode, if you're looking at your jumps and you want to know whether you're making progress and you can't go by just PR, start to look at what is your grip? What is your push-off? How are those two data points trending? Are they going up or down? And how do they affect one and the other? Do you notice that when you go up to a certain grip, the push-off just starts to go really down? That means you probably can't handle that grip yet, okay? So if you want to know where you fit on that scale, scratching the surface or squeezing out every inch, you know, start to measure, you know, your grip and your push-off. Start to see what happens, you know? Where's also your grip and push-off from different runway approaches? You know, what's it look like at a 3, a 4, a 5? Start to track these data points, because now that will help you actually plan out an entire season instead of just relying from full approach PRs, right? That's so little information. You need to start tracking all this stuff because that helps guide you throughout a season and let you know whether you're making progress or not. I mean, there's certain things I know, like there's athletes where I know if they're at X grip and X push off from their 3 left, they're looking good. We're ready to, you know, start to bump it back, and we'll be good to go by the time we get to the end of the season to hit a PR, or at least have a chance at a PR. So start to track these numbers. If you have any questions, please email us at apexvaulting@gmail.com. We'd love to help anybody who needs help. If you found this podcast enjoyable and think it could help somebody else, please share it with someone and subscribe and follow our Instagram @TheRealApexVaulting. Thanks.